You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes. It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown. Takes a shot. Here's Corey Davis, wide open. Davis, still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh!
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to review day number four of New York Jets training camp. And to do that, a new friend, somebody who is a first-time guest, the new beat reporter for NJ.com covering the New York Jets, Joey Chandler. Joey, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm really happy to be here.
Joey, I have to tell you, there's been a long line of NJ.com reporters. Obviously, Daryl comes on all the time, and he's the one constant. But over the years, Connor Hughes has been on the show. Then it was Matt Stepulkowski. Then it was Chris Ryan. And now you. So you follow in a long tradition, and hopefully you've gotten in on the ground floor of what appears to be a new era of Jets football. And the key figure in that new era is Zach Wilson. So, Joey, let's start by talking about him. Yesterday, the talk was how he had a disappointing first practice. Today, the talk seemed to be that he had an outstanding second practice. And the key component to his success, as far as the wide receiving core goes, is Elijah Moore, who he hooked up with early and often. Although, from what I understand, he spread the ball out really well. So let's talk about Wilson first, and then we'll get into some of the plays that the other players on the offense made. Zach Wilson, this seemed to be a day where he showed Jets fans exactly what it is that they should be excited about heading into 2021.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And you could even tell when those big plays were being made just by the crowd reaction. And when he went deep down the field for the 80-yard touchdown pass with Elijah Moore, crowd very hyped. You could definitely see Moore getting into it, getting everyone involved. And you could almost kind of get maybe a preview of that. He may end up being a favorite target for Wilson down the road. Just seemed very calm and relaxed. As you were talking about yesterday, there was some talk about him having a little bit of hiccups the first day out, but he seemed a lot calmer today. A lot of talk about how he does have that quicker release than Sam Darnold had. Sala talked about how he's very unique player, kind of more of a scrambler and a great improviser. And I think you're seeing some of that early. Obviously, it is early on, but I think that fans definitely got what they came for today. One fan in particular that I met who actually had taken his number 14 Sam Darnold jersey and duct taped it and turned it into a number 2 Zach Wilson jersey. So props for creativity on that one.
Joey, that's what I like to call creative recycling.
Because duct tape fixes everything. So see if it fixes this.
It sure does. I hope that the Jets can use duct tape to fix whatever problems they have this year, because it seems like there's always something going on. But for the first time in a while, a lot of optimism. Zach Wilson is the main reason why. He was slinging it all over the place, as you said. And as I mentioned before, it was Elijah Moore who was the one making the most jaw-dropping plays. And Joey, one of them was an 80-yard reception. The thing that stuck out to me with him is not the catch where he got way behind the defender, but the fact that even after he made the catch, he just made these moves to ankle break the guy who was trying to take him down. It's just the exact kind of thing that you saw on his tape when he was playing at Ole Miss. And I'll tell you, if we're looking for consistency here, if we're looking for one storyline that has come up over and over and over again at OTA's minicamp, and now every single day of training camp so far, it's that Elijah Moore has been electric. He has been the most consistent performer at training camp, OTAs, and minicamp so far, and I cannot wait to watch this kid play in an actual game in a Jets uniform.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's just so shown so much promise early, and again, he's already reacting with the crowd very well. You know, some of the players earlier in the week, and even Sala, just talking about how he walks with this confidence, almost like he's a veteran player, like he's been here before. And so that's pretty neat to see out of a rookie.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Let's talk a little bit about the rest of what happened at practice today. Some highlights. Keelan Cole had a nice catch today. He's somebody that's not expected to be a major contributor, but more of a depth wide receiver. But he is a player that the Jets have coveted in the past. They've tried to get him via trade from Jacksonville, brought him in on a one-year deal, had an outstanding catch near the sideline, able to have great body control and catch a tough pass while juggling it. So a very encouraging sign here for the Jets, because we just talked about Elijah Moore. We know how excited everybody is about the new addition in Corey Davis. Denzel Mims comes in here for his second year. And finally, the Jets seem to be building a receiving core, and Keelan Cole going to be a part of it and showing you why this is probably top to bottom the most talented Jets wide receiving core that we've seen here since the 2015 season when they had Marshall, Decker, and Anunua.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you on that. And that the Cole catch was just incredible. I was pretty close to where he was when he caught it. And then just him spinning the ball after and just kind of putting on a show there. Just great athleticism. Even met a young boy who came today from Long Island, who, when he saw the Corey Davis cutout, was so excited. So I said, well, how long have you been a Jets fan? And he said, well, about a week. I was just really happy we got Corey Davis. So, like, I'm a Jets fan now. So he's not even played in the game yet, and he's already bringing in new Jets fans from across the region.
Corey Davis bringing in new Jets fans. That's not one of the players I would have expected to do that. But, hey, more power to him. Let's talk about another wide receiver, yes. Joey, one that's gotten a lot less attention and who's really on the roster bubble just trying to fight for a spot. That's DJ Montgomery. We've heard that he's impressed early on in camp, and he did it again today. Two big grabs, including an 80-yard touchdown pass from Captain Morgan during team drills. maybe the Jets end up unexpectedly keeping him because all the attention has been on the guys that we've talked about, Cole, Mims, Crowder, Davis, and more. And so it doesn't seem like there's a lot of room for a whole lot of other wide receivers, but Montgomery at least sticking out early on in camp.
Yeah, you're definitely kind of in that situation where you're fighting for your spot at this point. But again, I feel like that also goes back to what we were talking about earlier, some of the names we've mentioned and how talented this receiving core is looking out to be. So to even be in that position where he is, that just speaks to the talent that they're going to be able to have this season.
We've been talking a lot about the cornerback position because it appears that Bryce Hall is probably going to be one of the starters, and the other starting spot, it could go to one of the rookies, perhaps Jason Pinnock, perhaps Brandon Echols. It could also go to Bless Austin, who's heading into his third year. And so 2 days ago, the very big deal, Chris Nibley of JetsInsider.com was on to talk about practice, and he mentioned that Brandon Echols had an interception. So you figure, okay, that gives him a bit of a leg up. Today, Jason Pinnock swung the pendulum back in his favor with an interception off of Mike White. His body was on the ground, but he was still able to find a way to come up with the ball. So impressive play by the rookie. And again, he's staking his claim, trying to win that starting job opposite Bryce Hall.
You want to talk about getting the crowd going. That was an incredible defensive play. Everyone's like, was he on his knees when he did that? That was probably one of my favorite plays of the afternoon.
Joey, you mentioned getting the crowd going. Let's talk about that a little bit, because this was the first practice that Jets fans were allowed to be at since 2 summers ago, because obviously last year with the COVID restrictions, the only people that were allowed to be in attendance outside of the team were the press, and it was just a different world then. Today, fans finally came back, and it sounds like they were very lively.
They absolutely were very lively from the moment they were coming in the stadium, and then they saw the large life-size cutouts of players. They're posing for selfies and taking family photos, and obviously a lot of excitement around Zach's cutout, but also others. And they were just seeing them lined up down the fence and in the stands. And then me today hearing my first Jets chant in person was pretty cool to actually be there and hear that and actually witness that energy up close was very cool. And even when they were just doing passing drills, you could just see all these eyes on Wilson, just everyone just watching and just wondering, is this it? Is this going to be our new franchise guy? And you could just feel it in the air. And then some of the fans I talked to, like you mentioned, it was just exciting to be back after a year of not getting to do these things and just having more of an appreciation for what you almost took for granted before it was taken away.
And as you said, loud Jets chants throughout the practice, but perhaps the loudest one was led by somebody that wasn't a fan. He's a player on the team and a brand new one, Elijah Vera Tucker. You want to talk about a guy who is energetic and pumped up to be there. He was running around like a wild man, just amping up the crowd and leading a J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets chant.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch him getting the crowd pumped up. And then also, that's another rookie you've got coming in who's definitely going to make a big impact this season and help with that protection of Zach Wilson. So definitely looking forward to seeing more of what Vera Tucker can do this season.
Vera Tucker will play on the left side of the line alongside Mekhi Becton, who spoke after practice. What did he have to say today?
Becton had a lot to say today. He talked about how that we don't even know what's going to come out of Wilson yet, to expect really big things out of him. And you were talking about the fans. He also just talked about how last year he didn't get to experience that. So here is a second-year player, didn't get to experience that last year. And he said that it was great and that the crowds were definitely bringing the juice. And he was very appreciative of that.
Keelan Cole spoke after practice as well. He was having some fun with the press, decided that he was going to start asking them questions. One person in the press room mentioned that Keelan Cole had gone to Louisville, and Cole said, no, I didn't, and then basically quizzed the room on where he went to school. Then he was telling them he wanted a burger and fries because other people in the press room were eating. he seems to be quite a character. I didn't know much about his personality, but he appears to be someone that's going to be a lot of fun for you guys to cover this year.
Yeah, someone that's going to be a lot of fun and someone that you better do your homework before you ask him a question, because you don't know what he's going to turn back on you.
For sure. And you don't know what any of these guys are going to turn back on you. It's a very different vibe in the locker room. Seems to be that the players are very enthusiastic. The fans added a little juice today, but I know you're new on the beat. There's been a bit of a dark cloud around this team for the last couple of years, especially when Adam Gase was here. It really appears from everybody you talk to and who's been around the team that that dark cloud has been lifted, and the attitude and the energy is just so different with all of these players and all of the coaches and just everybody involved with the organization right now.
Yeah, and like you had mentioned, being new, I obviously wasn't here to see that, but I've had so many people tell me, not just other people on the beat, but you've heard players talk and coaches talk that have been here before, just on how it is just this different atmosphere and different mood, and that there is some excitement of we don't want to be those same old Jets that you hear people saying. And so it's kind of exciting for me, because I feel like I am a rookie with this group of rookies kind of coming up in through this together. And it's very exciting to take over a beat when the Jets may be on the brink of turning some things around this year.
Marcus May spoke to the press after practice as well. And the major point that was emphasized by the press afterwards is that Marcus May has not committed to staying here without complaining if he is franchise tagged again next year. He could potentially try to force his way out the way that his friend Jamal Adams did. I don't think that it's anything to worry about right now. And in fact, May said that he's got this season to prove himself and either earn a long-term deal here or somewhere else, and he's not going to worry about it until the end of the season. But of course, this is something that is going to get brought up over and over again as it pertains to Marcus May. Spotlight on him for sure this year, because this is the season where he presumably is going to earn a long-term contract, if not here with the Jets, then somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at one of the best free safeties out there, so you would think the Jets would want to do everything in their power to keep a talented player like May. So like you mentioned, it'll be very interesting to see what does he do this year to prove that. And it'll be interesting to see whether he stays or goes. But if things don't turn out the way he wants, you also understand why he would decide to go elsewhere.
Joey, the head coach, Robert Saleh, spoke after practice as well. What did he have to say?
Saleh had a lot to say. He also brought up how great it was just to have the fans back out there. A lot of the energy, obviously a lot of the talk was about how Zach Wilson looked so much better day two than day one. Saleh made sure to remind everyone that it is an ebb and flow with Wilson. That is a rookie thing, about how all these rookies, sometimes they're going to look like Pro Bowlers. Sometimes they're going to look like they've never been coached, but that's part of the process. So you've kind of got to go through those up and downs to get them where you want them. Just kind of as a reminder that, hey, there will be good days and bad days, but that they all do have that potential. And Zach Wilson obviously has that potential to keep progressing as a player throughout the season. And that roller coaster may become a little less constant once the season gets going.
Joey, anything else important that we missed in terms of anything somebody said or anything that you saw throughout practice, either on the field or with the vibe going around within the facility at Florham Park today?
I think just the biggest thing was just having that crowd energy out there. People yelling Zach, people yelling Big Ticket, just having a great time. Getting to see the video after practice of Saleh pumping up the crowd himself. And you could just kind of feel it with the players, because again, even some of those second-year guys didn't get to experience fans before. So I just think overall it was a great atmosphere. It was obviously a great day, and it'll be interesting to see if the next open practice brings that same sort of vibe with it. Also, Jets fans, if there's stories out there you want to hear, you have suggestions, please feel free to email me or let me know. As you mentioned, I am new to the beat and always looking for great stories to tell among the Jets community, whether it be fans or players or family, you name it, just reach out and we'll see what we can do.
Absolutely. And we're going to tell you how you can get in touch with Joey in just a little bit. And she's got a really cool story that she's working on, too. So she's going to talk about that. But first, Joey, before we run, I want to ask you, A, how do you like it on the Jets beat so far? And B, can you talk a little bit about your background just so that people that are Jets fans that are going to be reading your stories and checking out your work throughout the year can get a better sense of who you are and the perspective that you're going to bring to the Jets beat?
Sure, absolutely. Really enjoying the Jets beat so far. Gotten to know a lot of other people that are great on the beat. Work with some talented beat writers covering other teams just within NJ.com that have been great to learn from. Obviously, Daryl has been great. Actually came here from North Carolina. I was in Greenville, North Carolina, covering East Carolina University. So did a couple years of college before that. I was covering 40 plus high schools for the Tuscaloosa News. So University of Alabama, got to help out with some of those games. An absolutely fantastic town to live in. Probably one of my favorite stops. Before that, it's been about 8 years covering high school sports for various newspapers throughout my native state of Ohio. So I've gone from the Midwest to the Deep South, and now here out in New Jersey. So it's been a fun ride, and definitely excited to share some stories here coming forward. One thing you'll see from me is just I really like to tell those human interest pieces and just get people more of an intimate feel with some of these players and stories surrounding the Jets. So really looking forward to getting to it and for this season to get started.
Joey Chandler, the new Jets beat reporter for NJ.com. Thank you so much for coming on and recapping day number 4 of practice with me. Really appreciate it. I know that you've got a really cool story that you're working on. And as you said, you want to be interactive with Jets fans. You want them to talk to you on social media and via email and suggest some stories to you because you want to be the people's Jets beat reporter, which is good because we always need more and more of that. So for people that are curious about what you're going to be working on, what you have up right now, and how to contact you, how can they do all of that?
Sure. You can reach me at my Twitter handle, which is at by Joey Chandler. But I would say the easiest way would just be email, which is jchandler@njadvancedmedia.com would be the easiest way to reach out. And also, if you do visit my Twitter page, you will see a story pinned in case anyone is interested. I know when the draft came, it was pretty funny drafting 2 Michael Carters. So I actually tracked down the original Michael Carter to play in the NFL, who was actually a Olympic medalist and a Super Bowl champion for the 49ers. And so if you want to take a look at that, it's pretty interesting. When I got the guy on the phone, he's like, wait a minute, 2 Michael Carters? So if you like stories like that, come on over, and I'll hopefully be producing more things like that this season. And like you had mentioned, I have a big piece coming up about one of the players, and very excited about it. It's going to be a more in-depth feature coming in the next week or so, and I think that people will really enjoy hearing from a player that we have not heard much about yet at all.
I'm intrigued. That's what we call a tease in the radio business. So make sure that you're following Joey on Twitter and checking out all her work at NJ.com. And also, of course, check out the work of our friend Daryl Slater at NJ.com as well, because you know Daryl is always writing great stories. He wrote that Robert Saleh piece right after Saleh got hired that a lot of people really loved, including me. I thought it was some of Daryl's best work, and he's always topping himself. So read what Joey's doing, read what Daryl's doing. All of it is over at NJ.com. And check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Brand new videos up, including a video from Luke Grant about why Jets fans should not be nervous about Denzel Mims. We've got film reviews of Elijah Moore, Zach Wilson, Michael Carter, Quinnen Williams, and so much more. It's all up right now on the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. So go ahead and watch and subscribe. And if you haven't given us a 5-star review on the podcast on iTunes yet. If you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.